She then referred me out to oncologists. So I saw Dr. Vogel.
And what did he say when you met with him?
Well, he had gone over the protocol for the type of cancer that I had, the pathology that came back, and they sent my slides out for the oncotype. And it came back, the way he told me, better than he thought it would. And I came back with a score of 20. And with my other issues, because I have ulcerative colitis and once in a while I'm on prednisone, he said that I really didn't feel that I need the conventional chemotherapy, that Arimidex would be a good alternative.
But the idea was the Oncotype test was going to help decide whether or not to take chemotherapy.
Oh, definitely. I came back as a low intermediate.
How did you feel about the possibility of receiving chemotherapy?
Actually, the chemo was frightening me more than the cancer. I know it sounds weird and odd, but I felt once the surgery is over, it's like done, you know, and especially my lymph nodes were clean and my borders were clean.
So you were...
I felt ecstatic, of course.
So you were concerned about getting chemotherapy?
Yes, definitely.
Anything in particular that you were concerned about?
Well, the after effects that it could have years later down the road. You know, I didn't know that much about it. Everything is, even though I'm in the medical field, this is all new jargon. I've never heard of oncotypes. The only thing I ever heard of is lymph nodes and borders.
Right.
So.
Now, at the time this happened, you were menopause. Did you stop having your menstrual periods? At what age did you stop having your menstrual?
Probably my early 50s. I can't recall exactly.
Did you have any problems with that? Hot flashes or anything?
No, because I was on Prempro for like 11 years.
Right.
First, I started out with Primarin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on Prempro.
And were you on it at the time you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I stopped it within 2 days.
What was that like, stopping it?
Fine. I just stopped taking it. No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, once in a while I feel this little gush of heat come over me, but nothing extraordinary.
So you found out with the Oncotype that you weren't going to need chemotherapy.
Right.
And then the issue came up about hormone therapy or endocrine treatment.
Right.
What did he discuss with you about that?
Just to go on the Arimidex, they were estrogen receptive and progestin, but 90% estrogen, my tumor.
Did he discuss with you the possibility of taking tamoxifen also, or just the Arimidex?
No, just the Arimidex.
What's this whole experience been like for you?
I look at it in a positive way, maybe over the fact that I don't have to take the conventional chemo. I don't know what it is. But even prior to the surgery, which I didn't know what lies ahead, I was accepting it. I'm accepting it. I'm just being positive about it because of the new treatments that they have out today. Maybe 10 years ago, I would have been a little more nervous over it. But I'm very positive over all the things that are offered out there.